What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, y'all. It's the Christmas season, and some of my podcasts and Investopods and friends wanted to bring you a Christmas time collaboration. You'll hear stories told by creators from the following podcasts: Deep Dark Secrets, True Crime PI, Extinguished, Crimepedia, Walking the Line, Murder and Mimosas, Crime Over Cocktails, True Crime Authors and Extraordinary People, Your Favorite True Crime Podcast with Gavin Fish, and me, Richie Buck from Santa May Be a Criminal. I'm going to remind you what I always remind you, but this right here is what we in the biz call a trigger warning. So here goes. This podcast contains talk about criminal activity, including violence and murder. It may include a few cuss words, and it's probably not appropriate for your youngins, so you might want to earmuff them or send them outside to play. Now, before we get started, I want to mention three more things. I know, get to it, Buck, but we Southerners like to talk. First up, any opinions in these stories are solely those of the specific creators presenting the story. Suspects mentioned in these tales are considered innocent unless proven guilty in a court of law, and these are real stories about real people. People who experience unimaginable horror and tragedy. The most important thing we can do to honor the victims and the families of these stories is play an active role in our justice system, remain vigilant in our understanding of our surroundings, and support organizations that work to make sure these stories remain the exception and not the rule. And just so you know, some of these stories are going to be long, some of them are going to be short, but you never know what you're going to get until you tune in. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, I'm LaDonna Humphrey.
And I'm Amy Smith. We're the host of the Deep Dark Secrets podcast.
And as part of the 12 Days of Christmas podcast collaboration, we're here to present the story of Ernest Huliver, the man who murdered his family on Christmas Eve.
Let's dive right in. In July of 2002, Ernest Huliver Jr. was charged with multiple sexual offenses for alleged abuse that involved his two daughters, Victoria and Elizabeth.
As a result of his actions, Jean Huliver, Ernest's wife, obtained an order of protection under the Abuse Act in order to keep her minor daughter, then age 15, safe from Ernest. As part of this order, Ernest was evicted from the family's residence. He was also prohibited from possessing or acquiring firearms.
As a result of the order, Ernest moved in with his mother, father, and younger brother, Scott. But he was anything but happy about this move. Seething with quiet rage, Ernest somehow convinced his younger brother to take him back to his house just after midnight on December 24th, 2002.
And while his brother waited in the vehicle about a block away, Ernest approached the family home. He first cut the telephone wires, and then he forced his way into the house. Once inside, he did the unthinkable. He shot his wife, Jean, and his daughters, Victoria and Elizabeth, to death. And he left Victoria's 9-month-old daughter, Madison, his granddaughter, alive. She was alone and unattended, left to cry next to her mother's dead body.
Ernest and his brother then drove to Clearfield County, where Ernest discarded all of his incriminating evidence, including a pistol and a shotgun. 28 hours after the murders, police immediately obtained search warrants for the Middletown residence to gather evidence. The bodies, along with baby Madison, who survived, were discovered.
That's so sad.
Uh-huh.
Hulliver was subsequently arrested and charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder, and the Commonwealth made it very clear of their intentions. They wanted the death penalty. Additionally, the prior sexual offense charges against Ernest were then consolidated along with the murder charges. Authorities were not going to let Ernest, the Christmas Eve killer, get away with any of his crimes.
So to save his own skin, prior to the trial, Ernest's brother Scott pled guilty to third-degree murder, and he agreed to cooperate as a Commonwealth witness. He led police to the Clearfield County location, from where they would discover the firearms and the other evidence that was dumped. Scott then became a central witness in the case against his brother. He testified that when Jean decided to seek a divorce from Ernest, he stated, "I will shoot her." Scott then described in detail how the two drove to the Middletown residence on December 24th. Scott claimed that Ernest assured him that he only wanted to retrieve his dog. Upon arrival, Ernest instead directed Scott to drive to a location about a block from the Hulliver residence. He parked the vehicle there, and he waited as Ernest walked towards his former home. Scott then described how Ernest returned 5 to 10 minutes later, appearing shaken and disheveled. Ernest then demanded that Scott lie for him if they were ever questioned about his whereabouts.
Thankfully, a jury found the Christmas Eve killer guilty and convicted him of first-degree murder for Victoria, for Elizabeth, and for Jean. He was also convicted of conspiracy, reckless endangerment of Madison, breaking and entering, and criminal solicitation. Oddly enough, he was acquitted of the sexual offenses. The jury unanimously decided upon this punishment. They gave him 3 death sentences for his crimes: a death sentence for killing Victoria, a death sentence for killing Elizabeth, and a death sentence for killing Jean. According to authorities, Ernest has never, ever accepted responsibility and never has expressed remorse for his crimes. And here, almost 21 years later, he continues to sit on death row at SCI Phoenix, just outside of Philadelphia.
Wow, so many years and he's still alive.
I know, and his entire family was obliterated on Christmas Eve. I mean, it's a really, really sad story.
Oh, and that poor baby Madison.
It's awful. This is one of those stories that just makes your skin crawl, because, you know, he killed them to hide the crimes of sexual abuse that he ended up being acquitted for. And then, you know, he spends the rest of his life in prison for their murder. It's just...
Yeah, that's irony right there.
It is.
Hmm. Well, thanks for tuning in to our creepy Christmas evil tale of murder and mayhem. To hear more from us, head on over to deepdarksecretspodcast.com or search for us on your favorite podcast platform. We release new episodes every Monday. So until next time, stay safe and remember, keep your lights on.
I urge you to listen to all the podcasts that are contributing to this project, Deep Dark Secrets, True Crime PI, Extinguished, Crimepedia, Walking the Line, Murder and Mimosas, Crime Over Cocktails, True Crime Authors and Extraordinary People, Your Favorite True Crime Podcast with Gavin Fish, and of course, Santa May Be a Criminal. Now, remember, always, always, always be nice.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.